Blog Talk Radio.
Vampires in your life, take control of your life. You take control of your life and kick them to the curb like I have. Anyway, it's Wednesday, and that means it's a little bit of vacation time, and tomorrow's a big holiday, Gobble Gobble Day. And I shall call it Harvest Day. Yes, tomorrow. Happy Harvest Day, Gobble 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 Gobble. We know we are going to eat tomorrow, that's for sure. And tonight I want to do this show. It's totally dedicated to Uhura Zecora Deliza, and I've mentioned so many times on the show before, man, I have so much to be thankful for, and it's just something where I feel so honored to call him my big brother, and also very honored to work with him, and when I work with him, I call him Director Z, you know, that's, you got to be professional when you're working on set, and if I can't work with Uhura, I know I definitely can't work with Jackie Chan. Because let me say, he is an awesome director, and he will push people. And that's what some people, I think, need in their life. So you know, I'm very lucky and blessed to be able to have this opportunity because I do like the fact that Aurora is actually one of the most positive men and positive influence in my life. And I'm so thankful for this man, and he's actually helped out so many people. And I am so honored to call him my big brother. And like I said, I feel so honored that I'm able to work with this man, you know, every single weekend, every single Saturday. And we will get our film done. It's called Valkyr, and it's about the Valkyrie. And I'm one of the women that star in the film. And Aurora is actually playing Thor. My character is actually kind of like Rosie the Riveter and this other woman. And we get whisked away, and we have this decision to make, you know, to fight the bad, I don't know if you want to call them, whatever it is that we're going to fight. I don't even know what type of things we're fighting yet. All I know is, you know, he kind of keeps it secret as it's going along, which I think is really good. I think they, you know, films should try to keep more things secret so they can't actually give the plot away or somebody to steal their stuff. So it's actually good with what how he films. So I give him a lot of props to what he does. And he does so many things in this world. Besides running a school where he helps people out, he actually is doing a lot of things with the film. And if anybody, you know, wants to check out the page, Valkyr, it's F as in Frank, A-L-C-Y-Y-R. You can go to that page. You can see our pictures. Or, you can come to my page, which my page is now converted into a page. It's Shelly Nunchuk's page, and I have people helping me run the page. So I don't take personal emails through Facebook anymore. Need a little water here. But I like to give a couple of shout-outs tonight. It's my friend David Gear, and he actually is down in Connecticut. And he has this really cool, it's a club, and it's called the Shadow Room. And a lot of celebrities have gone down there. I've never actually have been in it myself. Maybe in the future I'll be able to come, you know, go visit it down there, visit David. But he's a really cool guy, and I've looked at his Facebook. David is David, and Gere, G-E-R-E. And he's just really kind of cool, very down-to-earth, and he's a very hard-working guy. He's an artist. He's an actor, and he runs this club called The Shadow Room. And you can actually go there, and I'm looking at all these pictures, and mind you, I don't know. I mean, the celebrities, maybe a lot of people recognize the people in the pictures, but I do recognize the wrestlers. I don't know if you went to a show. I mean, and it showed Chyna and a couple other wrestlers that I saw him taking pictures with. And, you know, if anybody wants to call in, once again, I'm asking people, do not bring up sexual orientation. Do not talk about politics. Do not talk anything about racist because that will get you banned from the show, and I will take a number down, and I will make sure that you are banned for life. So it's something that I do take very serious and at heart, you know, about things that I'm just not too happy about when people, you know, they're on the shows, and if you have a guest on the show, and I have to say, there was one show, a show where my brother was actually invited for, and I really don't like the guest and how they treated him. They wouldn't even let him talk. Now, when people were on my show, I let my guests talk. So those people was like, you know, they, you know, was trying to explain his way of dealing with things. Of course, you know, I think people here in America, they're not going to totally understand, you know, his ways of things. But, you know, the whole point of what I'm saying, and I'll get back to David's Facebook page, but it's just how they treated him. I really didn't like that. They started asking him a question, and Aurora tried to start talking, and they I don't know what you want to call it, boom-bazzled him right on live on the air. And it's kind of like, didn't you invite Aurora to be on this radio show? And here they are, you know, interrupting what he's saying. Now, that's not the point of my radio show. And when I have my brother on my show, I let him talk. And that's what I think you should really supposed to do. And it's like, I don't know what type of show that they're running, and I could care less, and I will never listen to that radio show ever, ever again because of how they treated him. I'm just saying that and stating that now. I don't care if they say they're certified, whatever, this and that. It's just that, you know, they asked him to be on the show. So it's kind of like, you know, they asked him to be on the show, and he's trying to explain about certain things, and they're like kind of almost poking fun at him. And that's kind of very disrespectful. You know, they asked him to be on the show, and he's their guest, and how they treated him. And it was kind of like they wouldn't let him talk. So believe me, if I have a horror back on my show, if people can call him Z, believe me, I will never, ever let that man be disrespected on my show, no matter what. Even if people were to call in and they would try to disrespect my brother, my the director that I work with, Z, I totally would disconnect their butt faster than you would think, and I would have them banned from the show. So to get back to David once again, you know, you can go to his page and check him out. He's really cool, nice-looking guy. You know, he got his stuff together down there in Connecticut. Who knows, maybe I'll take a ride down there again someday, you know, someday get down there. But David, you know, hello, and if you want to call in, you know, just remember that the telephone's 877-907-7217. I do have two telephone numbers people can call in. It's 347-989-1473. 347-989-1473, and the other telephone number, 877-907-7217, 877-907-7217. Now, I don't know if I'm going to do more than a half hour tonight. I really don't know, because I still have to get on my elliptical, and as you've probably heard in a previous show, I put it together. I got a brand new machine, and I'm so excited, because it's like, you know, in the privacy of my own home, I can work out, and I'm wicked, wicked excited about that. If you can't tell, I'm from Boston, even though I'm up here in Maine, and it's just a great feeling. I don't have to worry about anybody looking at my butt while I'm working out. quite frankly, I have a nice butt. I have to admit that, you know. I'm not being snobbish or anything, but, you know, people like certain things about their body. I got to admit, I have a nice small butt for a 42-year-old. Yes, 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 yes. And as you know, I've been, you know, I just plan on wanting to do this this photo shoot this summer. And I would love to do, like, a Betty Page, very tasteful kind of photo shoot. And I'm working towards that. So, you know, something that I want to do, we shall see if this shall happen. It's just one of my plans in the future. As of right now, it's the wintertime, so I got plenty of time. And, you know, I want to make, just inspire people. Now, I'm not doing this, you know, to get more into shape. I'm doing it all the natural way, the rocky way. You know, I'm not doing a stomach operation. I'm not doing any plastic surgery. I've been on, you know, eating good foods. Even though I got to admit, I kind of cheated so bad today, just so bad. I had two cupcakes. I'm sorry, but I had to have two cupcakes today. Oh, shame, the shame. But, you know, it's the holidays, and I just wanted it. So after the show, I'm going to have to get on the elliptical. I'm just very excited about it. I'm ready to step out of here live on the air, and it's like, wait a minute, you know what? I'm going to go live on the air right now. I'm going to step on the elliptical. Maybe I can actually work out while I'm actually on the show here. Let's see. Now, my cat's going to think I'm nuts. Yep. Okay. Let's see if I can actually work this baby. Oh, my little dragon cup is in the way. I don't want to break my brand-new cup. I actually got that when I went down for dim sum in Boston with my big brother and everyone on Saturday. So right now, live on the air, I'm getting on my elliptical. Live on the air. Okay. Here we go. All right. I am actually working out while I'm live on the air. I'm trying to do this with one hand because I'm actually holding the telephone in my hand while I'm actually on the elliptical. So if you wonder what the heck I'm doing, I'm actually on the elliptical while I'm live on the air. I love this. I love this. It took me a couple hours to put it together, but I love my elliptical, and I'm doing it live on the air. So I'm going to be a little bit of a heavy breather, so exercising while live on the air. This is, like, too funny, because it's like, you know, I'm having fun doing a radio show. Let's work off the cupcakes while I'm doing it live on the air. Oh, boy. I'm going to totally fall head over this thing, but I'm actually enjoying it right now. Yeah, it probably sounds like I'm doing something else, huh? But no, actually, I'm on the elliptical live on the air right now. maybe I should get down so I don't, like, fall over. But another shout out. Let me get off this thing. Okay. That was like a minute. Yes, my cat just yelled, like, what the heck are you doing? Anyway, I want to give another shout out, and it's to Dawn the Dragon Wilson. Dawn, I heard you were feeling a little bit under the weather, so I just want to say hi. Hope you're doing well. And I think you're filming and stuff now, so Donna Dragon Wilson, you know, kick that, you know, that whatever's going on, kick it in the butt. I know you got those crazy sexy legs, Dawn, and you kick anything in the butt. So just giving you a shout out there. And I think you're filming. Let me go on his page. Hold on for a second. I'm going to go on Dawn's page now. Let's see. Okay. Let's see. Don was feeling a little bit under the weather, so I want to give him a shout-out. Don the Dragon Wilson, hope you are feeling better. And let's see, what actually is he doing? Okay, he's going. President Steve also met. Oh, LAX, and they'll fly together. Okay. All right, I think he's doing a film. Let's see. Let's see. I think he's doing a film. I'm not sure. He's doing something. This man is always doing something. You really gotta go to his Facebook page. Don Wilson, he's just always doing something. Well, hope you're feeling better, man. Really, really hope you're feeling better. And I'm gonna take a little break, play a song. What do I want to play? Okay. What I'm going to do is play a song called not The Fighter Just Yet, but a song called Feel by Laz and Cat, Triceptive Studios. Yes, Triceptive Studios for Life. My bro, Crows the Tatum, and he's just finished up filming Surprise, Surprise, and I got an email, and I guess he sends them out, or the company sends them out, wishing everybody a happy holiday. So I'm playing this for Bro back in Boston, Crosby Tatum, and the whole Triceptive Studio, and I was lucky and honored to be able to be part of the video. And you can actually look it up on YouTube and see it, and you'll see me in a green shirt and dark hair. And I actually had the time of my life being part of that video. So here we go with the Good Feel song called Feel.
Yeah, Last Brit, Cat of B, Miss Smith and Envy. For a little 9, y'all, yeah, check this out, yeah, Triceptus Studios, haha, check it, yeah, yo, chillin' in the club, toastin' it up, having some fun, just enjoying the love, I saw you walking by, looking all upset, that was a cue for me, just the end of the set, to take you from your low, bring you to your high, tell you positive things like how you so fly, after the club, meet me at the ride. We'll go to the beach, count the stars in the sky. In the meantime, tell me about your nine. You're the finest thing that's dressing all wide. Clothes you got on is a major turn on. Me looking at your mind is an instant dog on. Yeah, God, it's the way how you touching me. Sending me a vibe right through my body. You're so attractive and I'm so addictive. Yeah, that's something different, I'm dying to get with it.
Ooh, I like the way you always touching on me. I like the way you put chills on my body. Ooh, I like the way you always on my mind. Ooh, I like the way how you do it every time. Ooh, ha, ha, ooh, ha, ha, ooh, you just make me feel.
Prime time player, used to chew girls up like now and later. Used to have 10 shorties all up in the jazz. Used to bang them all out like they never really had. I was going buck wild, I really didn't care. Had the blinged up loops plus the line up here. So fresh, so clean, y'all can help the steer. Living like Liberace where I kept the spare. Till I saw you, you opened up my eyes. The way you showed me love, it was definitely a surprise. Never ever met a girl who kept it so right. Never ever met a girl who matched my left or right. Now it's just me and you, let's play one on one. What we playing for, she said, I said for your heart. Accept the invitation, let's have some fun. From the nighttime sky to the early morning sunlight.
How can I approach you on this? You make my whole heart to flip. When you're near me, I get chills. Without you around, I'm going ill. I'd probably die if you were mine. Fuck you for murder, you're a crime. Looking in your eyes, I feel I'm fine. But do that spell, don't waste no time. Ha, ha, ooh, ah.
Yes, and that was Fear with Laz and Kat from Triceptive Studios. Bro, Crosby Tatum back in Boston. Yo, Triceptive Studios for life. Anyway, my show is dedicated to the man, the myth, the legend himself, the horror, the core, the Lisa. I will have on him on my show again someday. I will have him again, and you can listen. You can look it up. Shelly Nunchuck's Blog Talk Radio with Ahura, Zakora, Deliza, which was a really big show. So I just want to dedicate this show, even though I'm talking about a few other things, this show is just dedicated to him tonight. He's awesome. The man is just this legend that I just, there's just no words to explain. The man is the most positive ball of energy. I just have to tell you. And it's like, the man just glows. I mean, it isn't because he has blonde braids, but the man glows. And if you ever meet him, you would just exactly know what I'm talking about. Because there's no words to describe it. There is no one like Z at all. And he's just this wall and this ball of energy. So tonight, this show is dedicated to Ahura Zakora Deliza. Now, once again, I'm going to get back up on my elliptical live on the air, okay? Maybe I should do something where maybe that'll help raise money for Valcare. And if you want to actually, okay, let's go. I'm going to put myself up on the elliptical live on the air. Let's see. I'll hold the phone in my right hand. Let me see if this is possible. Okay, multitasking, working out, live on the air. And remember, you guys got the radio number to call in. Okay, let's see. Something's popping up here. Okay, let's see. Something is popping up. I don't know. It looks like somebody's trying to write into the radio show, but they're just listening. Anyway, I should get back up on the elliptical maybe after the radio show, because I'm going to do it maybe about 8 more minutes tonight, because I think I want it work out. And everything I'm doing along my path, you know, this journey that I'm doing for my dream to work with Jackie Chan, I just feel very lucky because I have a lot of people. I've been networking for about 8 to 10 years in the entertainment business and, you know, talking with the greatest stuntmen of all time and just having the opportunity that, you know, be able to talk with them and talk with many different people, actors, directors and stuff. I just feel very lucky and very blessed that I'm able to do that. But, you know, people have been asking me, and I just think it's just something that I really, really wish people would ask me, because people have been asking me about for telephone numbers and addresses and stuff, and I have turned my Facebook page into a page, not really just a personal Facebook page. And like I said at the beginning of the show, people are helping me running it, and I just am not going to answer. I'm not just going to look at any more emails. If people want to get a hold of me, they should either call me or email me, but don't send any personal emails through Facebook. It's just not, it just doesn't seem, you know, it seems like the art of communication is lost in technology today, and I would rather video Skype or talk to someone on the phone, especially someone that I know, because I think it's more personal that I'm able to talk with friends and such, and it just seems like it doesn't seem connecting that much when you're on Facebook and just writing to someone. You know, even on the internet practically, that's why I love video chat and Skype. It's a lot of fun, and you can actually, it feels like someone is there while you're doing it. So, you know, I am not taking any more personal emails on Facebook. I'm actually having people check my Facebook for me. So if anybody plans on sending me emails, don't send it to my Facebook. They're just going to delete. They've deleted over about 2,501 messages through my Facebook, and I had people go through it. It took them a little while to do it, and I'm just going to have them look at it. If it's personal, they're just going to delete it on my Facebook account. If it's something to do with work for the entertainment business, any actors and stuff, you know, they're going to actually go through that, and I just don't have the time to look at all of the emails through Facebook, so I'm having people go through them. And if anybody wants to get a hold of me, I mean, you know how to do it. You just pick up the phone and call me. That's perfectly fine to do that, and I will try to get back to you eventually. Anyway, you know, having this opportunity to be able to do Falcare and to be able to do what I do in life, I just feel very lucky and very blessed. And the road to my path to work with my idol, Jackie Shannon. And Jackie, if you're listening, hi, Jackie. Thank you so much for so many years of inspiring me, Jackie Chan. I really want to say thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Shashe, shashe. I know that's Chinese. Shashe. I actually learned that from Rush Hour, watching that 50 bazillion times. So, you know, I mean, realizing the hard work that people do, especially doing Falcare and training out in the code and trying to train more on my own, you know, even just working out when I'm working Monday through Thursday, working longer hours, and I'm trying to get a workout regimen going for me once again. And I just feel lucky that I do have the motivation to be able to do these things. And, you know, a lot of people, I think that when they get to a certain age, they figure maybe that's it, that's how their life's supposed to go. But I think it's like we can reprogram our minds, reprogram society to think just because you're in your 40s, it doesn't mean you have to have a foot in your grave. And I just refuse to be sitting in a rocking chair, you know, go towards the end of my life. I want to be out and about doing things. That's exactly what I want to do. I want to have adventures, and I've gone on adventures, and I feel lucky to have been able to travel and to do many, many different things. And I just say, I'm just, you know, because tomorrow is supposed to be a thankful day. And like I said, it's harvest day, happy harvest day, gobble, gobble, happy gobble, gobble day. I know everybody's going to enjoy tomorrow. And I seriously am going to love just to sit down and enjoy the food. So, yeah, Z, big bro, I can't wait to eat. I'm very, very excited about that. And, you know, I know in life not a lot of people are going to have opportunities like me. I do know that, and I do know that it is really a lot harder work to work on film sets and to even want to do more stunts. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm 42. Jackie's, what, 58? But there's no way I could be ever like Jackie Chan. I mean, I look up to the man, but there's no way. It's just something that I want to work with this man. And I just think, you know, the time will come. And when I do, I won't even know what else to say, because I think about working with him all the time. And it's kind of funny because people have asked me, well, when you get to work with Jackie, what are you going to do after that? I'm like, well, you know, just keep doing films. Maybe they're not all going to be action films. I mean, I'm not going to, I mean, I can't tell you. I just stay focused on my path because people have asked me that. And there's no way around it. People say, well, what happens if you don't work with Jackie? No, there's no option to say, no, I am going to work with Jackie Chan. There's no ifs, ands, buts, but I will work with him. That's what it is. I know I have it set in my mind, and nobody can tell me that I can't do that because nobody, you know what I'm saying, I have my own free will to do what I want, and I have the freedom that some people will never have this freedom to do these things. So I feel very lucky and very blessed to do what I'm doing in my life. And I'm happy. I have a much happier life living where I live and doing what I want to do. And a lot of people, they don't get to do the things they want to do in life. They're just stuck. And I can't tell people, you know, if people are stuck, I mean, I can't tell people, you know, what their path is. You have to figure it out yourself, because people ask me for advice and I'm like, you know, I'm not a doctor, I'm not a therapist, you know, I'm not someone certified. I just know of my own experience, because I just knew that, you know, a while ago, I wasn't happy, and it was probably my bad choice, and it was my fault to be around, you know, people that were just so draining, so unbelievably draining, and they were just energy-sucking vampires. And I was like, you know, I'm glad my life has turned out the way it has, because I never would be doing all the things that I'm doing right now. I'm always constantly busy. I'm writing, networking. I mean, many different things. I'm either working on set with Unicovia pitches or whatever. Excuse me, I need some water. Anyway, I think I'll just put a little water here. I think I'm going to end the show, and I want to end the show with Battle Song. Yes, it was what I began with, but I want you people to get the feel for the song. This is by Ahura Zakor Delisle and his beautiful, lovely wife, Sonari. And if you know about films, epic films, you know that a song sets the mood to a film. So if you hear the song, Battle Song, by Ahura, you're going to get the feel for it, type of film, in Falcare. And if you want to donate money towards the film, I know exactly where the money is going because I am part of it. And if anybody wants to talk to a whore, I'm just trying to help promote it as best as I can. I'm not a promoter per se. I just talk, and people listen. So you can talk to Z about that. You can give the school a call or go to his page or go to Unicovia pitches or go to the Falcare page and you can check it out. So I want to end the show with a song, with a man with the legend himself. His song is Beautiful Lovely Wife Sonari. So Ahura the Core Phillies, or if you want to call him Z for short, so it's easy to say, that's perfectly fine. I'm going to end the show with Battle Song, and you'll be able to hear how much of an epic song this is for the film Falcon. Anyway, everyone have a happy, happy holiday. Get that turkey, gobble, gobble, gobble. Anyway, everyone have a good night.